Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, there's been a lot of criticism after a video was circulated online over the weekend of a young boy who was allegedly assaulted by two other young men. The incident seems to have happened, we understand, in County Galway. And Fine Gael TD Pete Roach is with me on the line today. Because, Pete, you were involved with the community after this incident. When did you first become aware of it?
Yeah, good afternoon. Well, I, like many, many others, saw the video. It was shared extensively on WhatsApp. And obviously, the original share came from the perpetrators of the crime. And when I saw it, the first thing I recognized the assailants. And of course, you know, it's stomach-wrenching when you see it. You know, young guy pleading for his life, you might say, being beaten. So I reached out to the family. I met privately with them, and I have to say, extraordinary lovely people. And I met with Irfan, the young boy that was brutally beaten. He's not 14 years of age yet. And, you know, I felt a responsibility to reach out to the community, because I felt that, you know, there was, during the conversation that I had with the dad and the son, there was a lot of fear demonstrated, an absolute, you know, wrecked with fear, for fear there'd be a repeat of this again, or there may be repercussions from what was witnessed online. So I went to the local Garda Síochána, and I spoke to Detective Inspector, who I have to say were extraordinarily brilliant and supportive, and I was reassured from the swift action that they took that these people who inflicted that hurt on the poor young fellow were, you know, being investigated, and I'm glad that that's still continuing. But, you know, I asked if they would reach out in support of myself and other local representatives to the Bangladeshi community, because we are very blessed, very fortunate to have extraordinary, brilliant Bangladeshi people in Shum conducting business and, you know, paying their taxes and just, you know, living a normal life, and then this to happen to one of their children. So we the meeting was arranged. I have to say it was rather quick, because it all
when
came
did it happen, Pete?
The incident, the attack took place, it would be 3 weeks last Thursday afternoon in broad daylight.
Okay, but the video only circulated in recent days, or certainly it was widely shared.
Yes, here in Galway, and particularly in the Tuam area, it was shared extensively over from the Thursday right up until I met with the family. And I received the clips from that that assault from several different sources. And it sickened me, to say the very least. It absolutely sickened me. I find it very difficult to watch, because of the savage way that they
did it. It's a very distressing video. It is, and I know for people looking at it, and it's very clear that you can see, know, that a young boy is in his school uniform, either going to or walking from school. Pete, I'm just going to bring in Kabir Ahmed is with me on the line today, because Kabir, you're a family friend, is that right, of the family? Can you hear me okay, Kabir? You can.
I hear you.
How are they doing, Kabir?
Now, thank you very much for that. The happened was the 16th of October after school. He is living very close to the school, maybe 200, 250 meters far from the school and his own house. So he just passing to the, he just after school come to the house, and in between that incident. Now, he is very worried. Not only him, this my boy was in the same college. There are very much worried now. They're walking in the morning, going to the school, and after school, they're walking, come to the house. And I living to the close of the school as well. It's 300, 400 meters. So that's very worried now for our community people. Not only my community, other community people as well. They are very, very much worried.
And what is the reaction, Kabir? Like when you've been talking to the family members, what is the reaction?
They're very much nervous and very much worried. And the boy is 13 year plus. He's a nightmare every day. And he just next door is Aldi, for example. He's not even going to the Aldi alone, he himself. So he needed someone to guide him. And we'll try to help him, his family, to counseling more or less what we can, that improving that. But also Pete Rose and Fine Gael ministers and TDs and counselor and superintendent of police, they're trying their best to help us. And we're trying to work together to solve this case.
So and I should say as well, actually, just on that I know the guards too have released a statement to say that while they don't comment on third party material that's posted online, they have received a report of an alleged assault in Tuam in Galway that happened on the 16th of October. Following inquiries, two male youths aged in their teens have been referred to the youth diversion programme, and investigations are said to be ongoing. It also raises, though, Pete, other issues, doesn't it, around the circulation of material online, you know, even when there are ongoing investigations by the Gardaí.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I suppose there's one good thing about this in that they made the mistake of posting or distributing the clips themselves, which ultimately led to a nearly, I suppose, investigation and arresting. If this were to happen at night time, I hasten to add that, you know, there may be no evidence and it might be somewhat very complex to identify these people. But sharing of that kind of material online, what it has done in this case, I have to say, anyone that has seen it, and, you know, many individuals have asked me, you know, can I see the clip? Because they find it hard to believe that such a thing can happen in broad daylight. And when they do, the first reaction is that, Jesus, I'm sorry that I saw it. It hurts them. It hurts me. Mm. It hurts anyone.
But I imagine the guards are looking for people to cease, I presume, circulating, Pete, this kind of material online.
Absolutely, yeah. But the one thing that it has done is that it has, like it did for me and others, it alerted people that were decent to move to support, move to help and move to assist in whatever way they can, both to guard the investigation and indeed to support the Bangladeshi community. And when we did that, and I have to say that the night, which was, 2 weeks ago tomorrow night, we met in the West Wing Hotel, which is a company or a business owned by wonderful Bangladeshi family. And there was somewhere in the region of 80 to 100 people from Bangladesh, and of course there was a small number of Palestinians there, and it was such, we shouldn't have been there for the reasons that we're presenting, but it was such a human interaction between ourselves as public representatives, the Gardaí who turned and made themselves available for that interaction. And I think it's fair to say that they were pleasantly surprised that there were so many Bangladeshi people living in Tuam and indeed the hinterland, all here for years.
I know, and the support that was there. And Kabir, is that something that you, in chatting to and talking to the family of the young boy, is that something that you've heard from them? Just, you know, I suppose the level of support that has been offered within the community.
We're trying our best, not only me. We had a large amount of community living in this particular area. So we try to help him more or less every day, visiting his house and visiting the boy, counseling him. Also, the girls was trying to do the counseling with the family continue. But we're trying to get counseling from our party, be honest. Party also trying to give him some counseling to improve. He's less worried, less happened, but the guard has been ensured that not to be happened, not to be any incident particularly for this area by Pete Rhodes, and he helping all the time.
Yeah,
and
well, I should say as well,
me every day.
Yeah, I should say as well, the guards have said too in that statement that the inquiry or investigations are ongoing into the incident as well. Look, for the moment, we'll leave it there. Kabir, please do pass on our thoughts and best wishes to the family involved. That's Kabir Ahmed and Pete Roach, who's a local Fine Gael TD in County Galway. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.